Pacific leaders will try to hammer out a consensus position on climate change in a private meeting in Tuvalu today. Earlier this week, smaller island states signed a declaration calling on countries to improve their emissions reduction targets and rapidly phase out the use of coal in the power sector. New Zealand has been caught in the middle of the Pacific's push and Australia's pushback. Foreign Affairs reporter Melissa Clark is in Tuvalu. Melissa, the Pacific leaders will head into a leaders' retreat today. Will reaching an agreement on climate change be possible at all?
It is possible, but it's going to take concessions from both sides. The Pacific leaders have a de facto starting point. That's the smaller island states' Tuvalu declaration that they signed before the Australian and New Zealand Prime Ministers arrived here. And that has already made some concessions in it. They look like they're not going to push for calling on countries not to use carryover credits to count towards their emissions reductions target, which Australia obviously does and insists that it will continue to do. So that's something of a step down from Pacific leaders. But there's still a question of the sticking point of putting in conditions such as a time frame for phasing out the use of coal. That's something Australia is very concerned about, but Pacific leaders are yet to want to step back from. So there is an option for consensus if some of the absolute language is dialed back, but it's certainly not going to be easy.
And on those contentious points, does Australia have any support in pushing back against that?
Well, there's certainly support in trying to mediate an outcome that everyone can agree to. Look, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has been at pains not to take sides. She's trying to walk between the Pacific leaders and Australia. She's supported the Pacific in saying all countries need to reassess their emissions reductions target to make sure their contribution is adequate. But then she's also echoed Australia's reluctance to refund the Green Climate Fund, for example, which is another contentious point. New Zealand's echoed some of Australia's reservations about how well that UN fund works. So Jacinda Ardern has said that Australia has to answer to the Pacific, which certainly sounds strong, but she did so in her efforts to evade giving any direct answer about whether she thought Australia's current emissions position was adequate. So we've got New Zealand stuck in the middle, the Morrison government working very hard to work one-on-one with countries to try and nut out some of these issues. Scott Morrison had five bilateral meetings in the first few hours of arriving in Tuvalu yesterday. There is a desire all around to come to a consensus communique, but it could be a long day in this leaders' retreat as they nut out an agreement.
On that final communique that they're working on, why is there so much emphasis being put on whether or not they can reach an agreement on a form of words?
So this Pacific Island Forum's leaders' statement or a communique will be taken to the United Nations for a forum on climate action next month in New York. Now, the UN Secretary General has helped bring attention to the plight of Pacific countries facing climate change, and Pacific countries want to leverage that interest to get the rest of the world's attention. But if they can't bring a strong statement for action from the major regional body in the Pacific itself, it makes it all the harder to prosecute the case for stronger action globally. So when Pacific leaders are trying to see how far to push Australia, they'll have to decide whether or not they want to take a more moderate statement to the UN or potentially take no statement at all. And they're worried about how that will be perceived internationally.
Foreign Affairs reporter Melissa Clark reporting there.